It's Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's happy ending.
Keep doing that.
Dingway.
I don't like that.
Yeah, Brady.
You feeling it in your loins there, Kate?
Like McKenzie. Garrett Dingway.
I wonder what he's doing today. Because
I could text him right now.
It's just, you know,
I could find out before this podcast is over.
Well, Brady.
What are you doing today, Gary?
Touchdown.
Well, Gary got
Kevin
fired.
Kevin would like to know.
Well, he got fired from Comcast Sportsnet. Is that what it is?
You're saying
NBCSports.com, you mean?
NBCSports.com.
Furlough.
And I don't really watch that show anymore. Arbella Sports Tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, no offense to Trini Kuznarek, but it's just, I liked Gary Tangway.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Great fella.
But what do you do? So Gary's worked in this market for 20 years, well, maybe over 20, I would think. I mean, we know him, well, for at least 15, 16 years.
Well, he certainly didn't get a job as fast as Doc Rivers, that's for sure.
Oh, boy, how about that?
Boom. New job.
Yeah. So, anyway. So, but, I mean, what do you do when you, like, for us, if nobody wanted us, let's say they, you know, sent us out the door, said we're all done with you. I mean, is that it?
Yay!
I mean, like, where does Gary go? I mean, he'd have to move to another market. He's a homer. He's a New England guy. I mean, is there other sports stations, like, in Maine or Vermont or New Hampshire that would...
From the looks of EEI, they could use him.
Yeah, I don't think they're big... I don't think EEI's big fans of Gary for some reason. I don't know, like, Sports Hub. When we worked over at the Sports Hub, they weren't big fans of him either. No, I don't know why. I always liked
him.
He's
great, yeah.
He was obviously the next play-by-play voice of the New England Patriots.
For sure.
He got fucked.
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense. So, all right, what's everybody doing this weekend? This is our Friday podcast.
Oh, God.
Friday. Heather, what do you got going on?
I'm looking at my planner.
I think I'm going to Lowe's tonight. We're going to, you know, I'm getting a new lamppost for the house in Connecticut. So we're going to,
you know, you know what you got to get for that lamppost?
Go ahead.
And I think you can get it at Lowe's. I think that's where we got ours. It's an LED bulb that you screw in, and it's as seen on TV, and it makes it look like it's a fire,
like
gas,
it's flickering,
like a gas
lantern.
Oh,
I like that.
Yeah.
Is it trashy? Is it a trashy?
A little bit.
It's so funny,
it's
though.
It's right up your alley.
Yeah.
Is that
what
you have?
We put it on. It's like a gas lantern. Oh
my God. So, yeah, we're doing that. We're going to look for one of those. And then, of course,
I can't hear you over your really hard nipples right now. I'm sorry.
Probably, are they?
See, yeah. Why that. Are they hard?
I don't know. They're always. And the shirt he's been wearing today is the softest fucking shirt he's ever worn.
Why don't you put tape over those? It's so obnoxious.
I know. If he jogged right now, he'd be a bloody
it's
mess.
All I can see.
But does it look like I've been working out at all?
It's all I can see.
Working with a trainer, you know.
No, you're not. You have a physical therapist, and she's telling you to hold your arm in front of your
Same
head.
Thing. I'm doing moves and muscle things. You know what I mean?
Moves Stretch. And muscle things.
I'm stretching.
Oh, now you're doing them?
He's stretching his nipples out with chip clips. Well, that's what he's doing.
I'm doing them, but it's just, it's goofy, you know? I mean, doing these stretches is just stupid to me. You know, I guess it works.
It does. It's a proven fact. They're, you know, they work
Science.
In medicine.
I mean, I'm pulling my arm this way. Big deal. I can do it. So what?
Wow.
That's it.
Keep
hold it for 20 it. Seconds. All right.
Do it,
so
do it 20 it times, like 3 times a day.
I'm going to work on this finger real hard. Jesus. What am I doing?
You know, and then my shoulder blades. So I got to pull my shoulder blades back and hold them like that. Big deal. Anybody can do that, right?
Then do it.
30 times a day.
Yeah. If anybody can do it, then do it, and it'll help you.
Do it once. It's nothing. Do it 30 times.
Yeah.
How is it that something as simple as breathing keeps you alive? You could do that easily. just because
fake news.
Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's worth. It's
so
not worthwhile.
I actually tried to break up with my
wife?
Therapist yesterday, and she goes, are you trying to get out of this? And I went, well, I guess not. I'll see you on Monday.
It's the long con.
Because I planned on going to two. I mean, I can honestly do this stuff at home. There's no, I mean, it's ridiculous
Once
for me.
Once they show you the moves.
Yeah, I mean, what's the...
Again, then do them.
I'll do them, right. Okay. Although she did give me a hell of a massage there towards the end
That's
yesterday.
That's what they do.
Oh, man.
So that felt good.
Doesn't keep you coming back for more?
Not the 10 minutes of a rub down, no.
I don't. It's not enough, huh? Called a rub down when it's your physical therapist.
I told you how my wife coerced me into going in for a pedicure last year, right?
Foot massage.
She said, well, you know, they give you a foot massage. They do?
They do, and a leg massage.
I jumped at the chance.
Were you under the impression that they were going to suck your toes?
No.
No, slow, slow.
From your knee to your toes is the massage.
The nails.
It was fantastic.
Get it all the way in. See if you can get all five toes in your mouth.
By the way, speaking of toes, I might might be walking in here on crutches on Monday, so just everybody be prepared for that.
What's your damage?
I don't know. I'm either broken bones or fractured, so who knows?
I'd prefer a walker or that thing that you put your knee on and slide.
And then you just slide around.
Cart.
If I can get one of those, I'll do my best.
Those little
yes.
carts, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, it's funny. You were talking about injuries to everyone on the staff here. And, you know, for almost the last year or so, I've had this nagging hip joint pain.
Yeah.
It hasn't prevented me from doing things. When I'm moving around and doing stuff, it's perfectly fine. But if I'm just like standing at the sink doing dishes, if I'm standing at the stove cooking, my hip is just on fire.
Have you gotten an x-ray?
It fucking hurts. No, I haven't.
Well, Jesus Christ, go get a fucking x-ray and at least you'll know if it's arthritis so or thing, well, back bone in, on bone.
I've been waiting because of everything that's going on. This is the only year I wait.
I'm going to come full circle to this, back to our original story here. When I went to see my, when I did the Zoom call with my primary care, she goes, I'll email you some stretches. And if those don't work out and they're not helping, you'll need to go to physical therapy.
And?
She never asked for an x-ray. She just said that. Well, it's persisted now the last 3 months.
And you've done
since
all
then.
The things.
And I've been doing the things. I've been doing some leg lifts. I've been trying to keep the, they say motion is lotion. In the physical therapy business.
They do?
Sexual.
She never said that to me.
Yeah.
Well, you got to
find a different one. Hey,
was she thrusting her hips as she said it?
That probably would have given me a boner had she said
that's
that.
That's what I was saying.
It moved.
It's weirdly sexual.
That was Carlson, McKenzie, and Heather's Happy Ending. Listen every weekday morning, 5:30 to 10 for more on 100.7 WCLX and iHeartRadio station.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.